Leo Sayer. Long tall glass.
No one can dance.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, this is The Mix at WKGC FM 90.7 and HD.
Here when you need us.
Uh-huh. Got you backwards. Anyway, I'm Tom
every
Hoots.
Every time you do this. Every time. I'm Caleb Jordan. I'm just still.
And we're here with Margaret and JD from the Public Eye. So we're actually just the Public Eye is your company. Is that not correct?
Yes.
I'm always confused.
That's all right. We are at this point, too.
We're so
confused. Well, with the hours you guys are putting in because of this outdoor art that you're doing that... I imagine you guys are confused at this point. You guys, I know this is...
Should we be driving? I don't even
know. Yeah, yeah. 2 + 2 is green, I'll say again. You know.
So the public eyesore is Friday and Saturday night.
6 to 10.
6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Projection art show downtown.
Yes.
Yes.
Over 140 artists that are going to be featured.
Wow.
Yep.
No wonder you're looking sleep deprived.
Yes, we've been... Heard. Collating and prepping a lot of art of all kinds, and it's just amazing. It's Christmas every day we open up the email. Mm-hmm. And we've had to tell people we can't take any more. It's too late. We mm-hmm. you know, we shut off submissions October 1st, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I heard 30-ish projection stations.
Yes. I think our count yesterday was 31, and that's not counting the classroom.
That doesn't even count really the inside.
Yeah.
There's an inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. We're going to have a lot of different artists, different performance. The Wabi Sabis will be playing Friday night. Suzanne Stewart will be playing in the co-op. City Arts Co-op in Friday night, as will Justin Moore / Loyal Customers. And then
Saturday night, we've got two belly dance troupes. We have Gypsy Pravana performing, Panama City Belly Dance performing, and then Loyal Customers will be back again.
Yes.
As well.
And Jason Kretzer, I think, is going to be, we're calling it speed art. I don't know what he would call it, but it's a challenge to himself, and he does very quick illustrations to anybody who comes up.
Yeah. You can come up and sort of say, hey, I want an illustration of Batman or Spider-Man or Black Panther, and he'll draw it for you right
there.
And then he'll give it to you.
He's amazing, and it's a challenge to himself, and he's really good at it.
Yeah, that's on Friday. So
let's get into, it's Public Eye Soar,
S-O-A-R, please.
Yeah. I don't know how to spell this early.
So it's kind of a joke, right?
Yeah.
So JD originally had won People's Choice Award at the Alice Beach Digital Graffiti Show the second year they had it. And JD's Funhouse is an interactive digital, like funhouse mirrors sort of thing. And so he won People's Choice Award. And with that, he went out and kind of put that in the community, did some events with it. And we started to talk, and we were like, well, we could probably... We could probably make more of this. We were at City Arts Cooperative. We had a lot of artists around us, and we said, wow, wouldn't it be cool if we put their art on the sides of buildings?
And we had a few big projectors, and we knew where to get all of the other bigger projectors in town. And then we borrowed a few little projectors. And
we had a show. But we needed a name.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, we can call it Public Eyesore.
And I went,
Yeah, he was like, oh, that's the worst name ever. Written.
And then I'm like, oh, I get it. It's genius. Never mind.
Right. And some of the buildings that were around City Arts at that time were not attractive. My thing was, if you put light on something like that, it suddenly becomes different. It transforms it. It becomes beautiful. So you can literally take an ugly building, put a projector and some great art on it, and suddenly it soars. It's gorgeous. So that's kind of where the name came from.
Yeah.
It's very, very neat, and it's a gorgeous show. And yeah, it's amazing what nighttime brings too in terms of art. I mean, it's just the whole place just gets transformed. It's not that's not the Laverne Avenue you think it is. This is not your grandparents' Laverne Avenue anymore.
Mm-mm.
It completely transforms that part of town. Very interesting just to walk around and look at it.
Yeah, and kids love it too, because we don't just do art on buildings, we also do interactive pieces. So there's interactive exhibits, there's places where people can get their hands sandy. And they can create art while they're there too. So,
Yeah, we'll have sand art. We'll have puppets.
We'll have doodlers.
Live doodlers. They audience members interact with live artists who are doing it's kind of hard to describe it, projecting drawings around the audience on a building. Yeah. So they can, you can stand there and they can draw angel
funny
wings.
Hat, or they can put a hat on you, or they can suddenly turn you into a dragon. Or...
There's a very funny picture of Jason Hedden with a giant Dr. Seuss top hat on his head that is easily as tall as he is from some previous year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll also be showing Plan 9. We've got a chapter nine. Yes. That we'll have, we have a lot of local.
It's a locally produced movie.
Yeah, a lot of local shorts. This one's a 30-minute local movie produced by a guy who works at Channel 7. And a lot of shorts that some young filmmakers in town, one from Vernon.
Mm-hmm. These are like teenage
Really neat stuff. Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
Really good.
Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, when we get back, you guys have to tell us how you organize this. I know you've gotten some help this year on this, and we need to give a shout out to this.
And how it has been free to the public. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing.
Yes.
So we'll get to all that and more right after a quick weather break from WMBB's Lauren Hope here on The Mix.